The City Art Collection. At the close of a temporary exhibition on 18th century Bolognese art held in 1935, the municipal body decided to create a permanent museum in the same space that had once been the apartment of the Cardinal Legate. In October 1936, the City Art Collection opened. 2 years later, Guido Zucchini published the collection's first catalog. Despite the initial fervor with which it opened, the museum closed shortly after the war and reopened with difficulty in 1951. After several closures and reopenings, the museum started a new era in the 90s that culminated in 2002 with the addition of rooms 5 to 10 and the opening of a section dedicated to Pelagia Pelagi in 2004. Today, the museum contains 22 rooms and covers a total area of about 2,500 square meters. It houses some of the most influential paintings of Italian and European art history, including The Gonfalonier by Artemisia Gentileschi, Ruth by
Francesco Ayats,
Maddalena by Luca Signorelli, Portrait of a Senator by Jacopo Tintoretto, and the Portrait of Cincinnato Abruzzi, executed by the Russian realist Karl Brulov. On the walls of the Bitonian Gallery, we see 21 works by the painter Donato Credi, his complete set in one collection, which demonstrates the artist's capabilities, as well as those of the Bolognese school of the 18th century. Other significant items from the Bolognese school include the St. Catherine by Ludovico Carracci, the Two Saints, and the portrait of Cardinal Prospero Albertini by Giuseppe Maria Crespi, and the Madonna of the Milk by Amico Aspertini. Collections of particular interest include a set of miniatures from the 17th to the 19th century, a set of pottery currently in storage, and the Amelia Ars collection of lace and embroidery displayed in room 3. Thus, the City Art Collection is closely linked to Bologna's political history, to the Bolognese families, and to distinguished men, collectors and artists. The decorated rooms, with their marvelous view, paired with the quality of the exhibits, makes the City Art Collection a must for a curious visitor looking to explore the city, or for a Bolognese native in search of the past and its traditions.